kind of tell me about how you approached that. I mean, you actually wrote it over several years' time, from what I understand. But kind of tell me about how, I was telling them that, to me, more so than the first album, it sounds more like you guys sound live. But kind of tell me what you, I mean, did you have, like, I don't know if you approach like albums with an agenda or anything. Did you have like something you wanted to bring out in your sound, or did you? Or how do you approach like your?
The point was to just make every song sound like a performance and not a recording. That was the whole point. It was like kind of going in the studio as a student of the school of thought that you can, you should make your record sound like a live show instead of making a live show sound like a record, and kind of like this, you know, mentality. I'm sure a lot of it. We just wanted to sound like how we sound. You know, we didn't want to really dress anything up with any bells or whistles. Getting to record a tape, getting to record live, and getting to record with Matt Chamberlain is what made the recording process really stand apart, you know, from what we could have done on our own to what we actually did.
You actually recorded up in Vancouver?
Vancouver, BC, yep.
And what are like your favorite tracks, I mean, to perform? I mean, you've been performing a lot of this material for a while. I mean, what are like your favorites to, and I guess on the flip side, what are like some of the songs that get the best response?
Anything that's dynamic that we do gets a really good response. I mean, if it's a real quiet song like Josephine, you know, and the audience gets really quiet and gets really emotional, that's really fun to play. And if it's a really like interactive, loud, jump up and down rock song like My Song or The Story, then those are really fun too. So it's anything that's really dynamic that I love to play. You know what I mean? And I guess everything we do is fairly dynamic because of that reason.
Wow, like the song that really stuck in my head all day is Turpentine. Tell me about some of like the individual songs. Like,
we've been playing Turpentine around town for years, like in bars, like 4 years. And the lyric used to be all fucked up instead of all messed up, and it was a big barroom brawl song. You'd kind of go all fucked up, and the audience would all sing. One time, my grandma Carol came out to a show at some crowded little bar, and the whole audience like kind of like was looking at her to see if she'd do it. She was screaming the words. It was really weird to see my grandma cursing like that. But I won't forget that. So Turpentine, like, you know, it's pretty cool to us because of that. We just could never get it to sound how we wanted it to sound. It always ended up either sounding really Bon Jovi or like way too acoustic and not very dynamic, like what I was talking about before. So getting in the studio with Matt, we brought in our cellist and we rehearsed it in sitting around in this in the lounge, you know, like on the couches and stuff. And we were like, man, this sounds really great, just acoustic, you know. And Matt was just kind of like playing drums on his jeans. And we went into the thing and like just knocked it out live like that. And Matt's drums are, I'd say, a huge part of why Turpentine sounds like it does, which is very cool. And
so Matt actually played on that track?
Matt played on every track, except the ones that don't have drums.